join. Also need now to continue.
The way these things usually go is if things are going well, about 10% of the people pay. And even if they pay 2, 3, 4 times what they're supposed to, it's still not enough to keep all things going. It's unusual for everybody to be involved and do their part. That's, you know, a pretty unusual thing. Because after all, we are kind of selfish beings. I've gotten a lot of the original amount that came in that gave us 30 or 40 of them. People were giving $100, $50, $25, $20, a lot of big ones. And now I'm getting $1, $2, $8, $5, and it's getting less and less often. But again, that's, you know, whatever happens, we'll deal with that. Oh, you know what I just realized? I want to show a game, and that means I should load it. So instead of opening up a demo game like this, I'm going to get out and open up a, I'm going to bring that game in and we'll look at it. So good luck now, and I'll open that up and see you all there. Everybody. Let me give you a little bit of history. This is Taiwanese Hushi. His American name is Paul Hu. He never got his certificate, because when he left Taiwan, they didn't have the certificate. When he finally went back to Taiwan, they did, and he continued beating everyone who had the certificate. So he's a professional strength, but they didn't have the system in place, so he never went through that discipline. And that means that he's not a professional, but he's certainly a professional strength. But when you go through countless professional games and you hone that discipline, that's what he's missing. So here, he's playing two stones against Juzhou Zheng, professional nine dog. Professionals do not want to play even with someone who's not a professional. They feel very strongly about it. I've seen it time after time. If it's a serious game, they will not do it. It gets downright scary and intense. Sitting on different sides of the room, not talking to each other, you know. But here they made a deal. They say, we'll play 2 stones, and if I beat you 2 stones, then we'll go to even, and do your place to try. Black ends up losing the game, losing face, leaving back to Taiwan, never to come again. So, was an intense game at the time. This is, how many years ago was this? Gosh. Minimum 15 to 20 years, something like that. Okay, 2-stone game. Price starts off breaking any patterns. Last week we talked about basic moves and changes. This is a change. Yeah, Papu and Juzhou Zheng. And now we start the game. Black knows that the upper left corner is the biggest area. But Black is a change player. He's a counterpuncher. So if he takes a whip, White's profit. His intent is to use his stone up top, upper right, so that White gets nothing there. So we play Giuseppe. This is, those of you who don't know, this is a basic Giuseppe. black gets all the points, white gets outside with the cut. So black knows this, and that's a trade. Now, if we remove black F3 stone, then the entire black group has some weakness. But with F3 in place, it's hard for white to attack. That gives black the opportunity to play away. And again, since he's a counterpuncher, he takes away white's new wall. And that wall doesn't even fit. It's sort of a cutback. So, when it comes to counting, it's still black's 2 stones ahead. But white's looking to develop position here. Outside play, corner. Black plays a bit of an unusual move. There's a lot of discussion about this. The basic idea is not necessary to play this unusual move. But anyway, black takes the corner, and black starts the attack. There's a few moves in this game that are going to stand out. One is F3, how it's a very strong move, and potentially small. Next is this one, a D15. In a sense, it doesn't gain any extra points, but it takes away all of the agi of black D14. This is a solidifying move. Now the top is thick and ready. The black, being a counterpuncher, removes it. Black starts life. Black chooses the Giuseppe to keep card weak and get outside. Okay. So we're seeing black doing some center stuff. Now this is the first move of the game that this is going to be a move for white that's kind of like F3 and kind of like D15. It shows some serious nine-down thinking. White is alive already in the lower left. But black has a forcing move there. For instance, top goes away from there. Black can play this move, which is points and center. So white, not wanting to give black 3 points, turns. White plays F2. It's reverse center, it's not center. And when it comes to points, it's not all that big, but it starts messing with black and takes away the free stuff. So we're going to see this concept a few more times. And that's really the focus of this game, is to see these tiny moves by white. Black starts developing using the center. Now white plays F2. Again, one of these tiny moves. How can I get this across? This is so important to see what's going on inside the brain of this 9-dime. Giving 2 stones to an incredibly strong player and playing the little tiny moves. So it's really about, with this move, let's say white plays away for a big move. And black plays here. Black responds. Black keeps. Yeah, white's all things being shifted. And black getting all this free stuff. So that's the content behind it, is removing all of the forcing moves. And at the same time, getting points. Now there's a pro starting at T2. So it just gets things ready. Little tiny move, anything's ready. It's bigger than big moves that aren't necessarily practical. Black continues going. There's 2 big moves left. 3, really. The top area, the side area on the right, and black's moyo in the center. We know that the center is the left way to go. Between area 1 and 2, area 4 is big. So area 1 is a big area with the follow-up in 2 another big area. Can you turn on? Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. I always make that mistake. Let's move. Thank you. So area 2 by itself is the bigger area, but area 1 has the follow-up of area 4, if that all makes sense. So Hugo plays in this area as a follow-up. Black plays his first slow move. Not a mistake, but slow. There's no real problem there. And it's big, and it fixes, but it's not the biggest thing on the board. So a little bit still. So I could see other big ones. And Black piles it with a big old Moya. So we count up, we'll see that Black is 2 stones ahead. But White's position is getting stronger, more prepared for the rest of the game. And Black's position is getting a little, not weak, but a little, not quite fixed, not quite fixed. White starts flattening. And then, using his H16. Black runs out like he's supposed to. We always do the diagonal run. You guys might not know this. If you run this way, Black can connect under. Because Black can't descend. If Black descends, the cut works. This is a very specific readout. But if we change K14 to L15, now it does work, so Black can't play that. That's specifically why we run with the diagonal. So that's why we run with the diagonal, so to separate white. I pull the life, and we follow somewhat of a basic pattern. Now, once again, white is completely alive in the corner, but Black has a forcing move. Black doesn't want to five plays away, and Black plays this move. Black's becoming thick in center. Black doesn't want that. So White again plays a little tiny move. Looks like 1 point in reverse center. But all of a sudden, the 2 moves I'm about to mark become weak. And White's the one with the future instead of Black's the one with the future. So it's not just the point. It's the position. So I just want to mark those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 moves that amateurs might consider, if you didn't know it was a professional playing, you might go, oh, well, if I can't play this way, it's much too small. You should be playing on the big areas and doing things. But when you see it as 9-down playing, you go, wow, that's really impressive. Yeah, very, very slow, steady moves they look like, but they're doing so much. Black grows, and White strikes the code. The code, not only how many points locally, if White captures 3, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 12. But it also affects the left side, affects Black's moil. So we strike the code. White takes. Black has a lot of progress up and top there. Black starts threatening to come into the moil. Black stops. It's better for Black to play this way and attack White's group as a whole. That's a better play. Black Steven, come on, getting some lag here. Lag, sorry about that. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Black plays this way, and we're seeing Black doing a little, see his emotion guarding up. Doing a little greedy, seeming like he's got a lead and he wants to just take hold of it immediately. Black takes. Black has the second protest. Black has an actual course right here. Black has his last course right on top. And Black starts using that last little move. Notice White threatened to take the entire right side with this. And still it's a good week, but Black fixes it. Now Black finally invests enough stones to be thick here, so White can't get fairway. But instead of filling the toe, Black uses that opportunity to come in. Sensei? Sensei. If Black fixes, the toe becomes huge, I mean, massive. God can't allow that. Well, instead, God wants to capture, and that allows pride to start coming in. Now, just by itself, the invasion is approximately 6 points, which is not much. But notice righteous gains. How much? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10? Maybe more. So it's actually 15 points. And the code for them, and the code word for what this was 10. So we put all these things together, and White's finally making some gains. And that's actually all I wanted to show of this. Here's White's first mistake. This moves a little slow. But White's getting so comfortable now with the gains, had so much gain, that he's feeling like, okay, I'm going to step back just a little bit, get something I want rather than something I need, and then I'm going to pick up speed again. That's, you know, and he knows it's slow, but that's just something you do. When you feel like you gained a lot, you just tend to sit back and do a little something. And I'll just click through these to start the fight now. Fight plays very light and pretty shape. Black comes in. And we're having a center fight. Okay. Black cuts, black cuts. Black gains 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, nearly 15 points on the left. And we have a center fight going on. And black did that in center. Black goes for points, making this one of these big areas bigger. And some nice in game. Black comes in, and he starts the fight. Black's perspective is here, that this is a game-losing move, that there's no reason for this. Black instead can just run out, and he feels as though he still has a one game. And Black everyone pretty much agrees, except he had one game at the beginning, and Black's been catching up. So from here, Black plays perfectly, it's still Black's game. But since he hasn't yet played perfectly, Black still has, you know, the opportunity. But instead he makes this mistake, at which point the center dies. And it goes on for a little while more, but Black just starts collapsing. And Black gets up from the table. I mean, I don't want to say in tears, but very emotional, and says, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize, he says. He was crushed by this loss, and moved away and never came back. So it was quite a game of 10. Okay, that was only 15 minutes. So, are there any questions about this game before we open up something else and take a look at other things? He apologizes to all of the, there was probably 50 people watching the game in the room. And he just apologized to them. Yeah, me too. Let's go back to that. Yeah, there's a real feeling that, oh, how can you play that? With F2, you know, it's like, man, that is so small, but I know what you mean. Well, that's an interesting question. Let me show you something. I can't find it. I do this. I'm trying to get to a make a black move. Why can't they make black moves? Now I'm on white. Weird. I've never seen that before. Well, I can't show that because I can't get the black holes. Seems like I can make small moves all the time. Yeah. Small moves. Yeah, I've been in the edit mode. Yeah. Clicking on the right tool. It does not happen. So the whole idea of small moves, when two players make them, they tend to be truly small moves. So to play them at the right time, that's the trick, and two players tend to not know the right time. But let me show another, you know, this Giuseppe. From here, a lot of two players go away. But F17 is the only move. Because black gains how many points? 6? Possibly 7. Possibly 5. So let's say 6 points. And now there's a monkey jump. Monkey jump's worth 8. This is a 15-point move. And actually more than 15, because if that goes away, Price gets the corner points too. So it's nearly 20 points. And black is now alive and white is eyeless. So 20 points and a complete change in the character of the group. This is a magnificently huge move. And two players go, oh, not so big, I want to play a big move like Minky Corner. So that's the kind of example of one of those small moves. So I don't think there's an answer to should two players play small moves. After that time, there's no answer for it. Okay, I'm going to go out and open up a demo game so we can all look at it, play a game. See you there. Again, everybody. Somebody shout out a black coordinate, and we'll get this thing started. I hope you all liked that game, and I hope some of you played it. I've gone over that game like that 50 times, looking at white moves and just, you know, trying to glean more and more out of it, seeing this thinking, okay, she's 16, she's 17. So far, we've started our games with the 4-4, so let's kick off to a 3-4. Kicks in. We're going to stay away from 3-3. That's going to be for a special day. Quite trying to play this match because of the potential match for 2-15. And you've all seen Psy play 2-15 now with black, but we won't do that. Can you have a black move? One thing I like about Hyperion Go, the game, they're really quite good. I often tab and I look at the game for a long period of time and do all the readouts. E3, funny move. It's hit. Okay, let's look at them. Scott's looking in moves. I want to look at a couple of these. He says it's very common, perhaps 95% of the time, that on black's fourth move of the game, it's a deciding type move. So let's look. Let's start with G17. And this means that black is trying to develop the top. But we notice at any point, white can flatten the thing down. Right? And black's top becomes totally inefficient. So that's a bad area to try to develop. Okay. Next one, E17. Reasonable. This is what we call a normal move to just taking points. Yeah, we're doing something normal and obvious. This is seldom bad, but it's not saying there's something special on the board. We're taking advantage of normal things to get to play a normal game. Now, black D15 can pounce. That's what makes D15 good here. Because he can pounce on one. These are foundationally important matters. So that's why I'm spending time on this. Okay, that was D15. P16. This is getting possible. We developed a normal type Shiseki here, and things are working out reasonably well. We're a little too far, but we've got a pinch going on. White doesn't feel quite ready to finish this side of the Shiseki on the right. This is possible. It's not quite hitting the nail on the head, but we're getting places. Look at a couple more. That was 16. See, now I've got to scroll up to find it. I can't find it now. There's too much going on. A or B, both of those remove white special Giuseppe and start to do we're getting prepared to take the time, and that's fine. The more straightforward way is to simply come in. And that's what Joey did in the start of their game. So we could play any of those. What's Bud? Oh, I'm sorry, isn't it? T-16, T-13, that's a pressure move. We're in the open, putting more time for center. It's just a false move. Black plays normal, and part of the black guys, he's now at a loss. It's inefficient immediately. So, A, B, or C, those are that much. I'm going to go and start discussing profit. Your profit is going to be hopeful. Mine's going to be practical. Now, it's a fast way of playing. By the crossing with an enemy subject. Okay? So now, black person is important. White ignored. Let's cut it. That's the idea. So there's a couple ways of punishing. First, remove house running direction. So A or B. Those are the two that try to crunch white and punish white immediately or ignore it. R. What about our 15? Well, that's what last thing Tetra said. Let's see. Q. Or settled in the area with and leaving Lodgy behind. Okay, so there are certain Jusekis that even when you ignore four, things turn out just fine. I'm going to show another one here. Now, getting back to you can often play away again in the corner and still come out reasonably well. And so we can punish right or not get punished. But Black decides, you know, I want to, you know, take control here. I'm not going to get punished that bad. So he attacks. But in our vote, we got mostly D. So let's change that. And that's good because I'm not sure how far I remember their game. Just for fun. Since we just looked at the game, let's see how much of this I can remember. What Minju did here was brilliant. Yeah, this is Minju and Joy Kung Nietzsche was sacrifice his own, and because of that, these things are now central. Now, they're not played, but you see that if we remove these stones, these are what James Cullen called invisible stones. Anytime God wants, they're there. And see how much this helps Christ. But he only took it this far, and now, with the new invisible wall, he starts the attack. Just brilliant. That was just... That was very... very thrilled seeing this. I felt so happy to be able to see this take place this way. Okay. On to our game. We're playing this way. Yeah, absolutely amazing. I love watching that one. I really enjoy watching strong players, professional players, and not just the moves, because that's not something we can take and do our next game. Just try to understand their thinking. Why do they think this end? When do they attack? What's on their mind? What perspective are they using? That's, to me, that's what I really try to get. Okay, so we voted on 215. Maybe one. I can move here, but you're going to get a very nice wall out of it. So, I'm going to finish this. Okay, give me some black moves. R16, yeah. Take your profit. Everybody's happy. Black could consider playing more lightly here, but that's a very difficult discussion. that'll make that's a good kind of thing to see. Good. Okay, I'm right. We have the lower left unfinished corner. We have N17, which continues to negate black ball. Remember, black can get this pretty much in context. And if he follows up, that's not what you call small. So, white N17 is not a small move. Between that and the corner, and it's my decision. So, well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would start here, I think. Okay, black move. Then O3 starts becoming a bigger direction. O4, specialty move. No, I don't see a good purpose here for the fourth line. But in this position, O3. Three's sitting small. Six. Yeah, I like our six. That's because she's probably already in position, showing his desire. C5 is a big move. R6 is fulfilling the same desire. For the specialty move, O3 is the basic move. We all know it. O5, all of a sudden you're playing center. Why are you playing towards the center? That's unusual. There must be a special case. You have black has less. It's less available to go to the corner now. So this is used in special cases. Yeah, that's a special move. Sometimes it's the only move, but you have to have a special case for it. Or if you want to lose weight, special case. Okay, but yeah, this is working well. If white just depends at O, isn't black going to concentrate on the right? Let's check it out. Black defends. I agree. Third line. Boom. Is it overconcentrated? No. I don't think so. Now, who said that? That was a 2-2. 2-2 is pretty strong on KGS. If you're going to start getting very intense about things, one might say black's slightly over-concentrated on the right. That is possible. Because as we look at things, there's much more space on the bottom and left than there is on the right. So a move like this, which is quite grand, might be faster. But we can say Q10. Q10. Good, yeah. Jack Dockery. Dockery, that's very good insight. Now, I tend to try to stay away from those subtleties in the direction, so you're absolutely right. That's something where a pro is going to come in and say, you play a lot. But Dockery's got a real point. There's an awful lot of big open space here. No reason to get Bye. Of course it's good. But doesn't the bottom look like a big area? Surrounding area is a black area. There's no place for us to come in and casually survive. It's all going to be difficult. That's pretty much how you define a moil. And it has to be a truly big one. If it's only the bottom, not big enough. That's special to not take into account an area, not a moil. Moil means side, plus corner, plus another side, I mean, really big. So, let me get out our vote, and, well, seems to be our, the two things we're truly looking at here. Okay, we need some votes. Almost half and half. Yeah, I don't get a feeling that one's better than the other. At first I didn't like B, but I'm starting to like it now. But B leaves some options, and A doesn't. And A says, no, I'm building my area, and you can't pinch me, you can't start complications. It's a much more controlled move. Okay, I'm quiet. There's no reason for that. Specialty move. Okay, so people are liking 3-3 or finish the Shamari. The Shamari has gone from right to left right because the extension is the left way. So it's losing some value. It's still a big move by itself, but the whole purpose of K4 is becoming a bit awkward. F4. Find another move. R6. R6 means we're getting that corner away and we're back to developing an area that's not very practical. As you remember, it's, you know, hydrogen sensing should come in now. That's just a lot. Well, if I got the corner, which is very practical. The C3, that's not about the C3, generally speaking, black is loud and thickening. And price wall is professional, professional growth. And if we follow the basic pattern, that's growing. Let's check that out real quickly. An entire area, not just a little C13 area. And hard cut. Those a reasonable idea. Is one necessarily better? Okay, give me a vote. If I can make another item, I seize the wall. What could it be useless? Will it just black? It's just like, no, you won't. I'll make a change. I'll change it so it doesn't work out that way. Okay, most we see is R4. Interesting. Let's look at R4. I'm not going to want the outside, right? I have no use for the outside wall. So I'm going to try the corner. Now the right side is looking better for black. But I got the whole corner for it. So, did the back really do that well? Again, just not all that many points. With a little bit of agilis over. I mean, it's nice. Perhaps terrible. But what if we just write nothing? That's kind of nice. You get the corner instead of white. That's pretty darn practical. And most people voted on that, so we'll do that. I am not about to play that for a second, so I'm going to make a change. This is a great change for people to learn. What about Q3, red for white, that's why I went for black, great awkward move. Okay, I'm going to play through the Shiseki. very tiny. Go to where the open space is. All these open space. Okay. We did all this. And what else did I miss here? Q12 seems to be good position now. Yeah, great. Q12 working well. Now Hani is still in shape. I don't know that one. Higher than G. No, it can't go higher than C7. Is black. That plays away. Okay. Try some strike this sort of thing. Blackstone comes out, right? So if you strike this blackstone here, then black's fine. So black could play away. Or black can stay and develop the situation. Develop the position here, which is pretty good. Kind of like Q6 because it's one of those little tiny moves we looked at earlier today. around E and potential around E. So we could rightly say that he's going to get something more here. So let's count up and see how much he needs. So he is area is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22, 24, 26, 8, 30, 2, 4, 6. There's 5 points. So Black needs another 10 between the D and the E area. And personally, I would say that's just about right. Black gets a perfectly even game. Black can develop, Black can develop. The right side's not 2 points yet. The top's not 2 points yet. Black has a great question. I don't know. What if Black plays, for instance, that hard well, this could kind of start collapsing if Black's not careful. I'd have a hard time choosing, but if I was forced to choose, I'd probably choose white. And white has something. But I don't think I could really choose. But anyway, that's me, my choice. G17 and 8. Yeah, they're not weak points, they're just invasion points. Q6. No, Q6 is a defensive move, getting ready for a central move. Quite the thing. And all of a sudden, Black can start developing better and better and better. Okay. Perfect time. Thanks a lot. We had a great time today. Try to record that game early too, Joe. That's a great game to go over. And we'll see you all later.